Welcome back, 4:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Darren Snyder, Washington Times sports columnist. Hi, Darren, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Andy. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great. The timing is right for Harper's promotion to the Nationals. Bryce Harper takes to the field in Washington tonight. That's got to be pretty exciting. Were you surprised when he was called up?
I was. When he was sent down from spring training, Mike Rizzo had said he wanted him to get some more seasoning, and most accounts figured he would get about 300 at-bats in spring training and wouldn't be up until June at the earliest. So when the Nationals called a conference call last Friday, and he just announced that they were bringing up Bryce Harper, it was a big, big shock throughout baseball.
Yeah. What happened that forced the hand of Mike Rizzo, do you know?
Yeah, it was Ryan Zimmerman, the third baseman, going on the disabled list, and the Nationals' offense being very, very weak out the gate.
Yeah.
Although they've had a good start, their offense has been pretty weak. So the combination of Zimmerman going on the disabled list and the weak offense prompted Rizzo to call up Bryce Harper.
All right, now, tell me, how is he doing in the minors?
He's a notoriously slow starter. So in AAA, he was batting 250, which is one home run,
mm-hmm.
and that was in about 20 games.
Okay.
But he was starting to heat up, and his history is every time he goes up to the next level, he starts slow, then he heats up, and then he does well.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Rizzo went to visit him, watch him play last week. And Bryce was just starting to get a little hot, and everything Rizzo saw gave him confidence to say, okay, he can handle this coming up.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was also some kind of trigger mechanism in the contract or something to do with money that they had to wait for a while?
Right. He had to spend about 3 to 4 weeks in the minors in order for the Nationals to have his rights through 2018 season.
Okay.
He can't become a free agent any earlier. If he had come up earlier than that, he could have been a free agent after the 2017 season.
Yeah. What's expected of him in the short term? I mean, over the next couple of months, do you know?
Well, that is still a mystery because coming up the way he did, it's not out of the question that he might go back down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ideally, they wanted to bring him up, and then he would stay up for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
So part of it's going to be based on how he does. And I think most of it will be based on how he does. If he proves that he can handle it right away from the beginning, he'll stay up the rest of the way. And no one's expecting him to have, like, all-star numbers because teenagers usually don't do that great when they're in the major leagues. But he can definitely do better than they were getting out of their left fielders. Their left fielders were hitting .097 when he came up.
Wow!
So,
yeah.
if he can bat about 270, a little bit of pop, play good left field. He showed off his arm in his debut, an absolute laser throw to the plate.
Yeah.
And if he can just play solid D and give him a little bit of pop and get a decent average, he'll be up for the long haul.
Yeah. You know, in golf, we tend to see different age groups playing golf at a different level. Is that the same way in baseball? Because you mentioned he's young, he's 19 years old. Is there an age where baseball players really excel, or is everyone different?
Well, people are different, but it is very rare for anyone to excel at this young age in baseball. It's a very hard game, and most players spend 3 to 4 or 5 years in the minors before they come up, and then they have to establish themselves in the majors. Some players kind of go up and down a couple times before they actually establish themselves.
Yeah.
So by the time you're in your mid-20s, if you're going to be a star, usually you've shown signs. He's shown signs all along the way.
Uh-huh.
Seems like it's a matter of if and not when, and it's been that way since he was a teenager, he was in high school.
Yeah. You mentioned he could be sent back down if he fails to perform to expectations. Would this hurt him psychologically? I would think that it would have some type of an effect on him.
Well, that's the reason why they don't, baseball teams usually don't bring players up too soon, because they don't want to hurt them if they struggle. But he is really a different kind of guy in terms of his mentality and his makeup.
Uh-huh.
So there's not a belief that if he does struggle somewhat, that it will affect him in the long run.
Uh-huh.
That is the concern that people have whenever they bring up young prospects.
Uh-huh.
But with this guy, it would be a surprise if he sort of had a setback mentally because maybe he struggled and started doubting himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any lack of confidence whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Must have been a little crazy going to the plate for the first time in L.A. I understand he received a warm welcome from the crowd.
A warm, warm welcome. He received a veteran's welcome for, you know, somebody who baseball hates. And he's going to get that everywhere he goes because he's gotten so much hype and fanfare growing up. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 16.
Wow.
And, you know, he's been the so-called chosen one forever. And he is confident and arrogant on the border of cocky.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been immature at times, and he has rubbed people the wrong way at times. He has also matured a lot, I believe, over the last year. But the die is already cast. You
mm-hmm.
know, when he comes to the plate, they booed him as if he was Barry Bonds when he came up to the plate.
That's funny.
Friday.
All right, so as a result now of having a couple of games under his belt in the big leagues, he should be a little more comfortable tonight, I would think.
The thing is, he said he was comfortable from the beginning. He was sitting there in his before his first game, he said, you know, I really don't feel nervous at all. And I think it's because he has felt like this was just a matter of time, and he was almost predestined to be this. And there's a theory that he's going to be even more relaxed now that he's gotten to the level that he's been striving for the last several years, as opposed to being down in the minors and trying to get there.
Yeah. Bryce Harper, I guess he's also going to help out with the attendance numbers, huh?
He's one of the biggest prospects in baseball, and the national media have already been talking a lot about the Nationals. And since he came up, they've gotten another big wave of publicity.
Yeah.
So if the Nationals keep playing and he keeps doing well, the team will be a big storyline this summer.
Yep, I think you're right. All right, Darren, great article today. Folks, if you haven't read it, The Timing is Right for Harper's Promotion to the Nationals. It's by Darren Snyder, Washington Times sports columnist. Darren, always good to talk to you. Come back again.
Same to you, Andy. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.